Okay, Rabbi Sehopal is good. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Yud Gimel. We're here at Yud Beis Mubeis of the Mishnah, so let's get straight into it. Yeah, says the Mishnah, Matzah Shtar Yechov, a person finds a shtar that has an obligation, i.e., a person owes somebody else money, borrowed money, whatever. So, Miyesh Behen Achrayas Nechazim. Again, this is a phrase that we have to get used to. And we're not going to be able to translate it every single time we see it, and we've had it, you know, a bunch of times. So, Achrayas Nechazim basically means that there's a lien, L-I-E-N, a lien on the loan, and the guy can go collect property if the borrower cannot pay back. So if there is a loan, if there is a lien written into the loan, so lo yachzir, we cannot give that back to the malva, to the lender, actually Beis Din Nifrad Mehem, because Beis Din will execute that loan, execute that shtar, right, and make the guy pay back, and we'll see exactly what the problem with that is, right, because again, you have a shtar. Okay, we'll see what the Gemara is going to discuss all this. Ein ben nechayis nechasin, if you do not have a lien, well, and the shtar, and it's just, you know, you owe me $100,000, and, you know, without any guarantees whatsoever. So then yachzir, then you can give it back. She'ain Beis Din Nifrad Mehem, right? Because Beis Din is not going to execute this loan. We'll see exactly what the point of giving it back then is. So then that's the Rebbe Meir. That's Rebbe Meir's shita. Chachamim moment, the Chachamim say, Ben kachlo yachzir, regardless, you should not give the shtar back, because Mepinesha Beis Din Nifrad Mehem, because Beis Din is going to execute either type of loan. So says the Gemara right away, B'mayaskinan. What in the world, right, are we dealing with? What's the case here in our Mishnah? If you'll tell me it's a case where the borrower admits to owing the money, so who cares that there's a lien? Right, why shouldn't you give that back? Hamode, the guy admits he owes the money. Right, he should give the shtar back, and they should bring it to Beis Din, and they should execute the loan, because the guy says he owes the money. But if the guy denies the money, if the borrower denies owing the money, if there's no lien on the loan, so am I yachzir? Why should he give it back? Right, you can't give that loan back. The guy denies it is true. You have a shtar, as we'll see in a second, right? Normally, you can't just deny what it says in the shtar. We have to see exactly why his denial is legitimate, right? We'll get to that in a second. But why should you give it back? Right? Nihid lo gavi mishavni. Fine, the Beis Din is not going to collect from his property, but my bnei charei megavi gavi, right? But certainly, they're going to collect from his cash, let's say, or any of the property that he owns, or any of the stuff that he has on hand. Right? They're going to collect this loan, and he denies owing the money, and we don't know if it's really true. That he owes the money. So Kumar says, La Olam, really, and we're going to have a bunch of different approaches. That's pretty much the entirety of today's daf. So just buckle up and try and remember, right, this Mishnah and this, you know, both ways of learning. So La Olam, really, the Gemara, first it says, Kishachayev Moda, the cases where the borrower admits to owing the money. V'alcha, I'm the time of the reason here that we don't give the loan back, I mean, the star back, the Chashinan Shema Kasav L'Lavos B'Nisan V'L'Lava Ad Tishrei. We were nervous that this shtar, which is dated, let's say, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right, okay, maybe it was written Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but the loan didn't actually happen, right, until Tishrei. And then, V'asi L'mitra V'lekucho Shalokidin. And then you'll come, right, and collect, you know, the property, right, Shalokidin. Meaning, what's going to happen? The guy's going to really, he borrowed this money in Tishrei. Good. And at that point in Tishrei, in Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's when all of his property became leaned, yeah, on the loan. If, therefore, he had property in his possession in Tammuz, yeah, and then he got rid of it, okay, so if the shtar is predated to Nisan, so then the lender is going to come and collect that property that he owned in Nisan, and he owned in Tammuz, but got rid of, and before the actual loan went to effect in Tishrei, before his property actually went to effect in Tishrei, and then that's not appropriate, right? Then you're taking away a field that someone bought legitimately in Tammuz without any lien on it whatsoever, and all of a sudden, hello, there's a lien here, and therefore, you know, he's going to take it inappropriately because this really wasn't part of the loan. So Gemara says, Yachi kol shtar yadasu l'kaman nechosh luhu hachi. Well, one second, why does that only apply here? Right, if we're nervous, again, the shtar comes and says, Echa b'nisan. But really, the shtar was written Echa b'nisan, the loan didn't actually happen until 6 months later. Why don't we always say that? So Gemara says, Kol shtari lo rei, but honey rei. Right here, we have a reyusa, rei fil girashi, like last rashi on the Amud, hol v'nafal isra, hol v'nafal, since this shtar fell, right, you found it. Right, so that's isra, No, there's something weird about this, something bad about this. You could say, or you could argue, that if it was a serious loan, if it was a real shtar, right, the guy would have been very careful, right? He has a $100,000 shtar. He's going to be very careful not to drop this shtar. The fact that we found it in the middle of nowhere, right, that already seems to imply that there's something going on over here. So therefore, we're concerned that this is what happened. Ella, but one second. Haditan, hold on. We have a Mishnah. Right, this Mishnah is Bava Basra, towards the end of Bava Basra. Mamash, the end of Bava Basra. That Kosin Shtar Lalova, Afal Pesha Ein Malva Imo. You're allowed to write a shtar for a guy who's borrowing money, even though the malva is not there. Right, a guy's allowed to say, right, I owe this guy money. Right, he's allowed to write a shtar that says that. And the problem is, how do you do that? Obviously, there's no problem for the borrower, right? Because you can always write up a shtar that you owe somebody money. But how do you know that the loan actually happened? Right? Maybe you're writing the shtar today, and then the loan is actually going to happen 6 months later, and then I'll see the mitros lekukol shel kedin. And then, as the Gemara says, maybe you're going to collect this property, right? That is inappropriate. It's not true. There's no lien on that stuff. So Ravasi says b'shtar yakna. Ravasi's answer is inachinami, that we're talking about. The Mishnah is talking about a shtar of hakna, does shiba nafshe, because at that moment the person obligates himself, right? He's mishabed himself, right? And there is a lien on his property at that moment. What is a shtar hakna? So if you look at Rashi, right? Shemakna lo nechazav me'ayom, right? The guy, it's basically a shtar that says my property is leaned to you, bein yilva bein lo yilva, right? Regardless, right, of whether the loan is happening today or not. Right, it's a yigva mehem lo'oso zman me'ayom, meaning that if it's basically a shtar that says if there is any loan in the future at some point, right, from today, my property is all leaned on that loan. So okay, so then you don't have that concern. So Gemara says, yachi, if that's true, masisan, what about our Mishnah? Right, the Gatani, right, that says, im yish b'mechayesh dechazim lo yachzir, right, again, if there's any sort of lien, you don't return the shtar. V'okimna, we said that the situation is, at this point, right, that the case in our Mishnah is Shechayv Mode, the guy admits that it's a real shtar, that it's a real debt that he owes. And we shum shema kasev lalos mizum v'lalos v'tishrei, and we're nervous that maybe, right, again, that this whole thing happened, that they wrote out the shtar in Nisan, and he actually had the loan went in Tishrei. V'ashim mitzvah v'lekukol shelo kedin, v'amaylo yachzir. Well, one second, but why shouldn't you give it back? Right, nechzi, ibi shtar kna, right, let's see, if it's a shtar kna, which is said ha-shavid lein afshei, who says he's meshubed himself, right, he says he applies all his property to the loan, to the lien. So then you can give it back. But the law hakna, like a lechash. But if there is no hakna, there's no reason that we should be nervous about the date, right? The ha'amartal ki leka malva behedi lo kazivan. Because Ravasi said that you can't make a shtar. Again, what Ravasi's answer was, that you're not allowed to write up a shtar without the malva present, right? That's only a shtar hakna. You can only write a shtar without the malva present if it's a shtar where the guy's being mishabed. He's leaning all of his property right now. So how in the world, why should we be nervous about this Mishnah? So Amar Ravasi, Ravasi should say, I mean, why should that be our concern? Ravasi would say to you, he says, no, you give both of them, and it's not a stira. Even though it's a regular star, it's a regular star loan, it's not a star akna, right? Still, you can't write it without the malda. Because Masnizan gave it to Nafal Israel, because since it fell, right, there's some sort of reyesa, there's some sort of problem with the loan, and then we're nervous, and we have some sort of suspicion, right, because maybe it did happen, right, in a general case, we're not going to assume that this happened, but maybe it did, maybe Taka did, and therefore, we're not going to allow them to give it back, and we're going to be nervous that it happened. Okay, Abaye Amar Abaye says, I have another way that you can write up a shtar without the malva being around, and that's Edav Chasum of Zochino. Abaye holds that the shtar, the second the Edim sign on the loan, right, so then the lien is effective on all of his property. So even if the loan goes into play later, right, the lien is from the date the Edim sign on the shtar, and therefore, right, you can even say that we're talking about a regular loan. But I feel that's the Gemara says, right? Afilu b'shtar d'lavakna, even if it's a regular star, right? That works. Mishum d'kashale, and he said, right, this was because he had some sort of kasha with Ravasi. Meaning, why didn't he say like Ravasi? He had some sort of kasha. He said like this: since you, again, if you hold that a regular shtar, that's not a shtar kakna, right? That's you're not allowed to write it out without the malva. Right? There's no need to be concerned that they actually did that, right? That they actually did it and they messed up the date. Meaning he's not concerned about the loan will be. The loan will be what's called it later. That you'll have this sort of issue, right? Again, he's not choshe that it fell or whatever, right? That's he's not. We don't have that chashash. Wait, Ella had the time, but what about a mission? The mission that says not our mission, but the mission that says a couple dapim that matzah giti nashim shchurei avadim datiki matana shovrim. Right, if you find all these different types of shtaros, right, that you can't return them. We'll get to them what they are exactly in a second. Right, it's a get or a shtar shikhar for an eved kanani, or a shchiv mira, a tzva, a command of a person who's passing away. Lo aleinu, a matan is a gift, a shuvar is a receipt. Right, so you can't give them back because maybe right they were written and they weren't actually given. Who cares? That they, if they were written, they weren't given. You just said that Edom, right, the sign on the star, right, are going to mean that there's some sort of lien over there. So who cares? Obviously, you give it back to him. Right, you can give it back to him, and it's still going to be legit. So the Gemara says, right, that's only right when these shtaros were given to the person right that they're involved in. But if it didn't get to their hand, meaning they never actually did whatever is written in the star, so then lo amrina, then we don't say. I mean, so then we're nervous, right? That they wrote it and they didn't actually give it, right? So that's why you shouldn't give it back. Ella masnisa. But what about our mishnah? Again, this is probably you had that kasha. Right? We had that thing before, right? The katani. Again, that our whole case, our whole kimta in the Mishnah, it says that there is a chayz nechasim, right? You shouldn't give it back. You said the guy admits that he owes the money, right? It's because we're nervous that it was written in Nisan and it was given in Tishrei. So Bishlam Ravasi, that all works, right? The Amar Bishtai Aknaisa, right? He says that it's a situation where it's a shtar hakna, where the lien is effective immediately, right? And then Mokila Bishtari the Lava Aknaisa, meaning so therefore he could say that our mission of the case where it's not a shtar hakna. Right, like we explained. I mean, that's the whole reason we got onto this whole thing. Right, so that our mission of the reason we're not going to give it back is not because it's a regular loan, right? That the lien is not effective immediately, and therefore we're nervous that maybe they wrote the shtar in Tishrei, in Nisan, and then the loan was done in Tishrei. But how do you understand, right, the mission according to Abaye? Because Abaye says that anytime you sign the shtar, right, the lien is effective immediately. Right, so who cares? Why are we concerned? And that was the problem. Meaning we said that Abaye was not concerned, right? If you remember, we kind of skipped that. We skipped over that detail. We said, Lekal HaMekach, there's no reason to be concerned, right, that that of this date. So why not? So Amalecha Abaye says, Masnitzin Hainu Taim Adachayish Lepiron V'Kinyonya. So Abaye says there's another concern here. Not that, since Edom are chosim on the shtar, right, the lien is effective immediately, it's not that we're nervous that they wrote it up in Nisan and they executed in Tishrei, because it's executed as soon as the Edom come. But here we're nervous that the guy actually paid it back, and now they're scamming the system. They're going to drop the shtar, they're going to bring it back, you know, and they're going to say, oh, the shtar has to be executed, and the lender is going to take property that the borrower sold already, because quote-unquote there's a lien, right, there's a fake lien here, because the shtar was already paid back. And then what they're going to do, they're going to split the money. They're going to split the field, right, and therefore, right, we're nervous about a scam. But the Gemara says, but according to Shmuel, it says we're not concerned, right, about some sort of scam. Right, how can you explain our Mishnah according to Abaye? Okay, if he holds like Rav Asi, damar shtar hakna, mogi mesnis b'shtar lav hakna. Right, Seder, if Shmuel holds like Rav Asi, no problem. Right, so then you can say that our mission is a case where it's not a shtar hakna, right, where it's a regular loan, and therefore, right, we're nervous that maybe it was written in Nisan and didn't happen until Tishrei. Now you're going to come and take property that's not really leaned. Ella isavuka Abaye, but if he holds like Abaye, damar eidav v'chazum zochum lo ma'ik lamimar. But how does he hold like Abaye again? Abaye used, right, the fact that there may be a scam going on over here to explain our Mishnah. That's the reason why you can't give it back. Shmuel says we're not concerned for a scam, So the Gemara says, Shmuel Mokin Masnitzin Kishain Chayv Moded. No, Shmuel, again, if you remember, we had two possibilities. We had the first possibility, right, we've been working with the whole assumption, right, that the case is where the guy admits to owing the money. Yeah? Shmuel will say, the guy does not admit to owing the money. So then the Gemara says, well, then we're back to the question we had right after, as soon as we started today. Ready, okay, if that's true, if there's no lien, so am I Yaxir? Why should he give it back? Right? Right? Guy denies that there's a loan here. You have a star that does not have a lien, right? Why should you give it back to the lender? The guy's gonna go and be able to collect cash, right, inappropriately. What's the problem with that, right? Isn't a shtar versus a guy, right? If the borrower claims not to owe money, a shtar says he does. So what's the problem? So we'll get to that. Don't worry. But Shmuel Itame. Shmuel is holding like himself. Like one of my favorite phrases. This is Shmuel Shita. Damar Shmuel Omer Hayer Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir used to say that shtar chov she'in ben achayis nachasim in go v'lo mishavli v'lo b'nechari. That you can't actually use this star at all. Rabbi Meir holds, the corner Shmuel, Rabbi Meir holds, if there is no Achayis Nechasim, if there is no lien on property, so you can't collect from anything. Right? You can't collect even from cash. So since he can't collect, so we're not worried, right, that he's going to collect, right, inappropriately. So Gemara says, well, b'chim echa she'enu gova ma'yachzir. So what's the point of giving back the star? So Rabbi Nasan bar Oshia, l'tzur, al pitz tzlochisav, so you can use it as a bottle's cap, bottle stopper. Right? It's a piece of parchment, right? You can throw it over the bottle. This Gemara says, 1 second, but now do the lova. Okay, so why you give it back to the malva? Give it back to the lova, give it back to the borrower. Right? That's what pizza shall lova. This Gemara says, what do you mean? Lova hu damar loha dvar ma'olam. Well, why would you give the star back to the lova? He's the one who denies the thing in the first place. Right? Again, according to this view, he says, enu chayv, enu moda. Right? So why would you give it back to him? So he thinks it's completely fake, so it must be that you have to give it back to the malva. Okay. One second. Sorry, I'm just checking to see, just scanning down the Gemara. I really thought the Gemara is going to deal with why. Maybe did I see it in Rashi? I forget already. Why? I keep on mentioning it, right? Why would we believe this guy, right, versus a shtar? Hold on. I'm just trying to find it. Okay, maybe we'll just read Viter. Because we really should explain that point, right? We should explain that point. One second, trying to find it. Alright, Pashas, if I'm not mistaken, off the top of my head, because there's, well, okay, let's see it. And if we don't get to it, then I'll have to look up where I found it and where I saw it. Okay. Either way, Vita, let's see the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, now, again, since we had this whole back and forth with Rabbi Meir, now we're going to have some other discussion about this. Right? I'm Rabbi Lazar. Machlokas b'she'in chayiv moda. So the machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, right, in our Mishnah, right, is b'ein chayiv moda, right? He holds what the guy is not admitting, right? The Rabbi Meir sover, right? Shtar she'in lo achayiz nechazim enogo v'lobam mishabdi. Excuse me, because as we said before, Rabbi Meir holds that if you have a shtar, right, that has no lien, that has no achayiz nechazim, right, you can't collect from anything. So Rabbanan sover, the Rabbanan hold, just to skip the parentheses over here, migva gavi, but you can collect. but again, the pashas is that you can, obviously, you're not going to collect from property, but you can collect from cash. So therefore, you should not give it back. But again, according to this understanding, if the guy does admit that he owes the money, so the different call yaxir of lochashin and the peron the kanunya. Everybody agrees, even Rabbi Meir, even Rabbi the Chachamim hold that you give it back because we're not concerned for a scam. For Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says no. Machlokas kishachayv moda. The machlokas is when he admits that he owes the money. The Meir sever starshin bo achayz nachasim mishavde hu lo gavi alam v'nechori migva gavi. Rabbi Meir is the one who holds that if you don't have a lien on a star, then you can collect from cash. So therefore, meaning so, 1 second. In that case, right, again, the machlokas is b'chayev moda. And Rabbi Meir says you give it back, right? And that, okay, that makes sense, right? You give it back because he can collect from cash. For abundance of him, mishavdei namigavi, he can collect from both of them, right? Even if there is no Echrayis Nechasim, he can collect from Mishabni Nami, he can even collect from property. We'll get to that tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. But he assumed, basically, the Chachamim hold that there's always, right, even if Echrayis Nechasim, even if a lien is not written on a shtar, we assume that was a mistake. We assume that was Toh. So far, and every shtar, right, must have some sort of lien on property, and therefore, right, it's not a reason, right, you can always collect from according to Rabbi Yochanan, right, you can always collect from a shtar, even if there is no Echrayis Nechasim. So therefore, you can't give it back to the lender, because now we're, you know, nervous about, right, which property he's going to take, etc. But if the guy does not admit, then everybody agrees you can't give the shtar back. We're nervous that he paid it back already. Right? We have to see that maybe he paid it back. Is this where? 1 second. Sorry. 1 second. Hold on. We're concerned that he paid it back. Tagus says, I don't see it anywhere, but Tagus says that because there's some sort of reyus, so like the Gemara explained before, didn't address that point specifically, but since there's some sort of reyus on the shtar, so then if the guy admits, right, that there's, or he doesn't admit, rather, right, that there's no debt over here, right, we're nervous that he paid it back already. If that's his claim, right, he says, what do you mean? I paid that shtar back already. So you have to be nervous about that, because then, right, otherwise you may collect inappropriately. Okay. Tani Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brisa that backs up Rabbi Yochanan. Utiyufta Rabbi Lazar Bechada, Utiyufta de Shmuel Batarti. And it's a tiyufta on Rabbi Lazar Shita on one, right, with one aspect, and for Shmuel's Shita, right, and two aspects. Now, we're not going to get to Shmuel today, so we'll put that in our back pocket, but now we're going to get to the Tiyufta on Rabbi Elazar. Matzah Shtar Chov, right, the Brisa says, if you find a Shtar Chov, V'yesh Bem Echrayis Nechasim, and there is a lien on the property. Alfa Pisha Shnei Modev, even though everybody admits that it's a real loan, it's a real debt, so he has to pay it back. Lo Yachzor Lo V'Lezev Lo L'Zeh, he can't give it back to anybody. Then you can't give it back to anybody. Again, we're concerned, as Rashi says, we're concerned about Kenunia, right? We're concerned about the scam. Good, the scam that we had before. If there's no lien, if the guy admits he owes the money, then yachsu the malva, then you can give it back straight to the malva, to the lender. But if he doesn't admit, so then lo yachsu lo lezev lo lezev, the Rabbi Meir, right? The Rabbi Meir holds you can't give it back to anybody. Shai Rabbi Meir Omer, because Rabbi Meir Shida is shtari sheyesh behen achrayis nechazim go behen achaz mishibadim. If you have a lien on property, right, on the shtar, you can collect from property. But if you don't, then go behen achazim b'nechorin, you can collect, right, from stuff that you own, and therefore you can't give it back, right, to the lender. The Chachamim moment, the Chachamim say, echad zeh, go from nechazim mishibadim, right, either way, you collect from nechazim mishibadim, you can collect, either way, there's a lien, regardless of what's written in the star, and again, that's literally Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, so that's how it supports Rabbi Yochanan. And now the Gemara explains, tiyufta Rabbi Elazar bechada, it's a tiyufta against Rabbi Elazar, in one point, Damar Rabbi Meir, because he says that according to Rabbi Meir, it's nice that the Gemara spells this out, right? Doesn't always do that, right? Kadamar Rabbi Meir, because he says that according to Rabbi Meir, Shtar Shein Lo Achrayis Nechasim Eino Gov Mechasim Mishibadim Velo Mechasim Bnei Chori, right? And if you don't have a lien on the property, you can't collect from anything. But Kadamar Bein the Rabban and Lo Chashin and the Kenunia, and he said that both Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim are not concerned for the scam, right, that we talked about. Ubraiza katani, but the Braiza says shtar she'ein ben achrayis nechasim mishabdi, a shtar that does not have a lien, right, mishabdi udulugavi, you can't collect from property, but b'nei chorin migvagavi, but you can collect, right, from cash, which is against what Rabbi Elazar said. Rabbi katani bein Rabbi Meir the Rabbanon chashin lekinunya, and the Braiza also says that we are concerned, right, for the scam. The katani is within the Braiza al pishesh ne modim, even though everybody admits that the loan exists, that the shtar, that the debt is real, right? Lo yachri lo devzolza, you can't give it back to either one. Lo el machashin and the kenunya. So apparently we see, right, that we're concerned for the scam. So Kumar just points out, what do you mean? You just said, right, again, we went to great lengths, not great lengths, but we were very clear, right? We said it is a tiyufta on Rabbi Elazar in one aspect and tiyufta the Shmuel on two, right? We counted it out. And then, right, to reject Rabbi Elazar, we pointed out two things. First of all, an incorrectness in Rabbi Meir's Shita, whether, right, you can collect from a shtar that doesn't have a chrayis, or what you can collect, Right, again, according to Rabbi Elazar, you can't collect from anything. And according to our Brisa, right, you can collect from Bnei Chori, from regular cash. And then we said, right, are Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, Chayshin of a community, are they considered, are they concerned, rather, right, for the scam? Right, according to Rabbi Elazar, they're not. And according to Brisa, they are. So that's two things. Right, those are two different things that we're refuting and have it tweaked on Rabbi Elazar. So when it says, well, just we're not going to go on, but just to give you a bit of an answer until we get to tomorrow, really, chadahu, the chad taimhu, really, it's really one thing, right? It's really one thing. It's really one reason. Right? If you just look at Rashi, tam echad is kikul Rabbi Elazar, lomar eshtem, right? Really, Rabbi Elazar is using one reason to say both of those things. Okay, we're going to explain a little bit further right tomorrow. We'll start with that. Bli nether. Have a great day or night, depending on when you are listening to this.